Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and oh, I'm so glad you joined me today. We're continuing on in a message I began on yesterday's broadcast, Faith Worketh by Love. And we were looking at that, I trust, familiar verse found in Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And I spent some time yesterday laying a foundation as to what that means. We took that verse apart, if you will, and we were looking, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, on the very nature of faith. And that's really a description of our relationship with God, because our relationship with God is based in faith. We can't see God. We can't experience Him with our senses. But in our spirit man, we know that we know that we know. We have that conviction, that assurance that God is real. There was an old song we used to sing years ago. God is real. He's real in my soul. Amen. My God is real, for He has touched and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. So the nature of faith, beloved, is substantial. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Amen? The substance. And we, by our faith, call those things that are not as though they were, because we have that absolute belief, that faith, that what we are saying is going to come to pass, or what we are believing about the nature of God is true. That Greek word faith, it comes from a word meaning persuasion. It's a conviction or a credence, if you will, of religious truth or the truthfulness of God. So it is substantial. It's not illusory. It's not imaginary. It's real. It's true. And it's also demonstrative. It is characterized by outward expression or display. It requires action on our part. Let me read a few verses found in James, the 2nd chapter, and I'm going to start reading with verse 17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Verse 20, But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And let me read verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So faith is substantial, it is demonstrative, it is divinely deposited. God is the author and finisher of our faith. He's given to every man a measure of faith. And so that takes a lot of pressure off. When you've some people I know beat themselves over the head, they feel, well, you know, I don't have the faith for that. Well, if there's anything confronting you in your life, may I say to you, beloved, with great assurance and conviction, that you do have the faith, because God is not unjust. He will not allow us to be tested above what we're able. In other words, He won't allow a trial to come our way that will destroy us, that will be too much for us. Oh, now, we certainly might feel that it's way too much for us, but if God has allowed it to come into your life before your pathway, then He has given you the faith to deal with it in His strength. And He will give you the wisdom, the courage, everything that you need to successfully get through that trial. But that faith He has given you must be expressed in your action, by obedience, by declaration. God is going to make a way for me. I don't know how He's going to do it. It looks impossible to the natural. I don't see any possible way that God can turn something around in this situation that I'm in. But I believe God. I trust God, and He will make a way where there seems to be no way. There's a very beautiful song. It's an old one. Like, we sang it at Brother Glass's memorial service. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. Praise God. And beloved, He will make a way for you. In fact, right now, let's pray. Father, I just sense there are many that they're feeling desperate. And they feel like they don't have the wherewithal, they don't have the strength or the courage, whatever it's going to take to get them through this season in their lives. But Father, I thank You right now for the faith of God being quickened in them. And Father, that Your hope, Your anointing, Your ministry, Your courage will be imparted to them, that they will know that You are with them and that You truly will make a way where there seems to be no way. And they will rejoice as they look back. When You bring them through this valley, they will look back and rejoice at Your amazing wisdom, at Your love, which is beyond description. Lord, it is the most perfect of loves. And so we thank You, Lord, for ministering now and for lifting up everyone who's going through a trial right now that needs Your special intervention. I thank You for it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, we were going to look at our love. It says faith operates by love, and so we need to understand that when we were saved, God's Spirit, which is the Spirit of love, for He is love, dwells within us. Our temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and His love, God's love, dwells within us. And we know whatever gifts God has given us, or whatever calling, those are without repentance. And this addresses the sovereignty of God. And you might say, well, you might say, Sister Glass, I'm not really certain what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what my ministry is. Well, in John, the 6th chapter, verses 28 and 29, someone asked, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered, this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him who He hath sent. In other words, believe on Jesus. And what God asks of us is to come into a co-partnering with Him. And that successful co-partnering requires faith and love, our love. And there is a healing and purifying work that has to be done to have God's motives and purpose in our lives. Let me explain. You say, well, Sister Judith, I really want to be used of God. I want to be able to minister to others, to bring them to salvation, or to see healing or deliverance or whatever is needed in their lives. And do you know what, beloved? We might not think of it as certainly we say the right words. We want to be used of God, but God is looking at our attitude and motivation. What is motivating us? What is behind the things, our statements that we say, oh, we just want to be used of God? Well, the Holy Spirit really examines us very, very closely. And what is in operation in terms of our motives? Is there a desire for some kind of personal fulfillment? Is it a need to be needed? Is it success in ministry? What really are our motives? Mentally, listen to me now, we affirm, we give the right answer. Oh, of course, I just want God to be glorified. But beloved, God is looking deep within our hearts. And the only true motivation is faith working by love. In other words, to do the great exploits. Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. The works that Jesus did, we should be doing. But faith, where it is true, is working grace. It works through love for God and love for the brethren. Let me read a passage in Romans, the 13th chapter, verses 8 through 10. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Praise God. Love is the fulfilling of the law. And so, beloved, we have a great calling. He that winneth souls is wise, and we need to be used of God. So, though before it's everlastingly too late, we have to demonstrate that we truly have been changed by the power of God, and that power will produce in us a love not only for God, but a love for souls. Praise God. Well, we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to understand that faith works not only by our love, but by His love, and we'll look at that tomorrow. But in the moments that remain, I do want to thank you for listening, and partners, I do thank you so much for your prayers and your financial help that we can remain on this station. And beloved, if you have a prayer need, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, He has a reason for doing it. So I invite you to write. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glassay. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.